Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is Azure Friday, and I'm here with Victor Mushkatin. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, and happy to see you here, and you're going to talk to me about how to instrument my application in Azure.
Absolutely. So we're going to show you how easy it is to enable Application Insight instrumentation for your typical Visual Studio project, and how easy it is to collect vital information about your application, such as page views, collect logs, and exceptions. So for that purpose, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start with Visual Studio, and I'm going to start a new project, and most of you have seen this dialog. I will pick web applications, and what you see here is that we've added, since update 3, this checkbox to add application insight to this project. By doing so, we will show you all your subscriptions that you have in Azure, and I have quite a few, as well as all the resources that you currently have for AppInsight resources. In this particular case, I'm creating a brand new Application Insight resource, and let's call it Channel 9 Demo. And I'm going to create this brand new resource in Azure. I'm for the purpose of this demo, I'll pick a web API site, and I'm going to by all means, we'll host it in the cloud.
Okay, so the first checkbox is saying, I want telemetry and I want instrumentation for this application. And then once you get a little bit deeper here, you're picking Web API, this is going to create the website. So the website is one resource in Azure, and the App Insights collection bucket is another.
Absolutely. So you can consider this. App Insight resource is nothing but a bucket of telemetry uniquely identified by instrumentation key, by GUID. You can have as many resources as you have, all pointing to the same iKey. For example, you may have your billing system and help desk system all instrumented with the same iKey. Then guess what? Your information will be a mix between those two systems. So we don't have any specific connotation to what data are you sending into that bucket of telemetry in the cloud, okay? Or you may have your billing system, and then you want to separate data from your staging environment to your production environment. In this case, you would create two iKeys, and for your staging deployments, you would use one iKey. For your production deployment, you would use another iKey. Therefore, you would not be able to, you would not be confusing the data, let's say load test in your staging environment versus the real load that you have on your production website. Okay.
Okay. What is this keyword that you're using here?
Well, that's we call it instrumentation key.
So you're showing an I key.
It's a short term for instrumentation key. Okay. That's what uniquely identifies your application in the cloud. So when you send telemetry, when application is instrumented and it sends telemetry, that every telemetry is tagged with that instrumentation key.
Okay.
So I'm going to show it. So in the meantime, let me go ahead and create the application, and I will have no database.
Okay.
And while Visual Studio is going through the motions, what it does, it first of all, it creates an AppInsight resource in the cloud. That's okay. Number one. Number two, it creates the project based on the template and adds all the references to AppInsight libraries. It also takes the iKey, instrumentation key, for that application from the cloud and puts it into Application Insight config. So when application run, it knows which application it should send telemetry to.
So what might have been a manual step for me to go up into the cloud, into the portal somewhere, and make one of these buckets and get that key and plug it in, you've done the work of bringing that new key down and plugged it into my application in Visual Studio.
Absolutely. And that's the value that we have in this integration. So basically, we create the resource, we pull all the nuggets that you need for to run this application, and we put the appropriate instrumentation key into configuration of your applications. And voila, your application is ready.
And your instrumentation is both server-side and client-side. Like, there is instrumentation where I could go to Google Analytics and get a little JavaScript and I can get page views. But that's as far as that goes. And then there is instrumentation where I can plug things in the server-side and get information about heap and error management. But you have end-to-end, don't you?
Absolutely. So we have a set of, if you look at our instrumentation approach, we have set of SDKs. For example, we have SDKs for JavaScript, we have SDKs for .NET, for Java as well. And on top of those SDKs, what we have is we have auto-instrumentation. In other words, you can put our, for ASP.NET applications, we use, let's say, HTTP module to collect the data for your ASP.NET applications. Mm-hmm. And as part of this Visual Studio enablement, for example, we add JavaScript automatically to your master page, mm-hmm. and that's how we collect all the page views information similar to what you mentioned, similar to Google Analytics. But the point I'm making here is that it's very easy to kind of onboard to OpenSight mm-hmm. by, as you've seen, selecting some checkbox, and then automatically we've done all the provisioning inside Visual Studio to wire this up all together. Hmm. So now what I have is I have a standard vanilla web API applications, and what I want to show you is that we are collecting some data, and I want to point you out to this output window mm-hmm. where you will see all the, if you will, the debug information that we are sending. Let's wait until my now, local.
Does this slow things down? If I instrument something, am I costing me a 1% or 10%?
Okay. Yeah. There's no magic. If there is extra code, you spending CPU cycle.
Of
However, our goal is to, our internal targets, is to be no more than 1% overhead, which means
wow.
that if you can process, let's say, 99 requests per second, with our monitoring, you'll be able to process no less than 99. So, sorry, out of 100.
Out of 100,
correct.
Right.
Out of 100,
yes,
you'll be
yes.
able to process no less than 99.
So minimally invasive, is that
yeah,
a fair
that's,
statement?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. And what you see here, again, if I go back, you see that this
oh,
is
I
the type of this is the type of information that we're sending. This is our essentially telemetry. This is a request telemetry. You see the time. This is the IKEA I was talking about that uniquely identify
right.
The application in the cloud. You see lots of information that we've collected about this this server. In this case, I'm running on a Lenovo machine running Windows NT 6.2.
Right. So. And that's pretty cool too.
Yes.
You got a pop-up there saying that you've successfully sent instrumentation information telemetry up into App Insights.
Absolutely. So as a matter of fact, now I know that all this data is processed in our service, and now I can go and look it up in Azure.
Oh, it sends you up to the portal automatically.
It will, by clicking, I can go directly into the resource, Azure resource.
Really? So it's going to deep link?
Yes, it will deep link to my Channel 9 demo app.
Ooh.
And as you've seen.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah. And you will see the data, and
oh,
this is our data. So what I can do is I can look at look up my response time. Granted, I just click only once. I should have probably clicked on more stuff. And
right, your initial startup, of course, was a cold start.
Yeah, that's true. I see my various pages, performance of my pages, and this is basically the end-to-end demo to my request. So this there was a request to this. This page. It took 3.4 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and I can go and drill down into this particular request with all the information about that request. But what I want to show you is that let's say I have a problem. Let's say I go here,
mm-hmm.
and I know that there is a problem. And problem looks like this. And believe me, this what you see here, it means that there was a failure right there.
Okay.
So
not because it tried to download that, but
no, internally.
For some reason.
Yeah. Let's say I during the demo, we kind of have both the client and the monitoring system in the same place, but typically you would have gazillions of clients around the world, and you would need to know what type of experience they have.
Exactly.
So imagine that you haven't seen this, and instead you go back to OpenSight
mm-hmm.
In the cloud, in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And let me refresh this page. You pretty soon will be able to see the failed request here.
How long does it take to refresh? There you go.
A couple seconds there. Yes, it's in a matter of seconds. So you see this failed request, okay? You go inside this failed requests.
Oh, you can go by time range too.
That is true. You can go by time range.
Nice.
And you see that, yes, this MVC call get values failed. The thing is, the data that you're collecting here is not very very descriptive. This is essentially the fact that this particular request came and the response code was 401.
Yeah.
That's not enough to really troubleshoot what's the issue.
It's the what, but not the why.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to use a really great help from folks from Web API team who created a really cool nugget that would allow me to pull all telemetry information. Web tracing.
Web tracing.
So they have a nugget that would instrument Web API and...
This is my team. This is ASP.NET Web API.
Oh, yeah. So that's exactly
And you want the pre-release one there from December?
Yes.
All right. So I know that the tracing stuff has been vastly improved in ASP.NET Web API, and usually I'm used to looking at that in the output window.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see it. It increases the amount of context I have in the output window.
Yes.
In my experience.
Yeah. And you will see that very data that you currently can see in output window in our portal through our integration with system.diagnostics.
Nice.
So let me do application insights. So what I've done is, so far I've downloaded the NuGet for Web API.
Right.
Now I'm downloading NuGet for system.diagnostics because the NuGet for Web API basically pumps data into system.diagnostic traces.
All right.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add our listener.
Oh, I see. You're going to hook up from the trace listener.
Exactly.
And redirect all of the system.diagnostics.trace and debug spew out to insights.
Exactly.
I've done trace listeners like this for like Log4Net, but now in the world of the cloud, we don't dump these things to text files. We send them into a telemetry bucket.
As a matter of fact, if you have that that still in that old application with Log4Net, we do have a listener for Log4Net.
Really?
So all your data that you currently have, all the investments, we will preserve, and we would pump that information into the cloud.
Nicely done.
Now, the last thing I need to do is I need to do one line of code to enable the system.diagnostics, and it's done here. So I'm going to config.enable.
Oh, and you put a...
Yeah.
Oh, they put an extension method.
They
right
put,
there.
Yes,
nice.
Exactly. So now what happened is we downloaded the NuGet, we enabled system.diagnostics, and because we downloaded our own listener, all the diagnostic data will be pumped there. So what I'm going to do now, let's see what additional information we'll be able to collect.
Especially on that error, which
on that error.
We
so
need
let's
some context.
Let's go directly to that error and see what data we are collecting.
Okay.
If you recall, before it was pretty gloomy. I mean, we had just one
401.
401. And let's take a look at what we will be able to collect now.
All right.
Okay. So we get the same error.
Okay.
And hopefully the data goes to the portal.
Okay.
Now, I will go, this time what I want to do is, I want to go to the portal from Visual Studio by double-clicking on OpenSite config. So let me go.
Oh, really? So double-clicking on that will take you there.
Yeah, basically double-clicking on here.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice little shortcut.
Yep.
Again, deep linked into the
deep
portal.
Deep link into the portal. So what you see here is another exception that we just received.
Okay.
I'm going to go diagnose this failure.
Mm-hmm.
And you see there are two failures on get values.
Right, the first one and then the instrumented one.
The first one and the instrumented one.
All right.
And what I'm going to pick, the... latest one.
Okay.
And what I want to point out now is you will see here, in the list of related items that there were a lot of traces for this particular failure. So what I can do is, by going into these traces, I'd be able to see all information that ASP.NET Web API team instrumented and spit out through system diagnostics. And I clearly can see that it was unauthorized message from where it went. So I would have enough information to troubleshoot the problem. So what I showed you right now is ability to collect data from existing or brand new applications with a couple of clicks, and how to extend information by piggybacking on existing instrumentation.
Very cool.
And in this case, it was system.diagnostics, but as you mentioned before, we do support log4net and nlog.
Nice. We're learning all about application monitoring with App Insights here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.